Welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
Wow, that's me.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com.
Go there for... Sounds exciting. Lots of stuff. Do we have your writing there, too?
Sometimes. Lately, I've been very productive about that.
Wow, sounds super fun.
My little gift to the world, what can I say?
Any movie reviews of movies that you haven't seen?
Sometimes.
Sounds exciting.
You know, I also upload audio to that site.
Wow. I've got a... This is a hot button item right here.
Two shows a week. Not just one, two. So in case you've heard this and you've made it this far and haven't turned us off, well, bully for you and your high pain threshold and get over to the site.
All right, sounds
You want to get
good.
Me on Twitter, at Papa's Basement, and same on Instagram where I pretty much post pictures of my cats.
Yeah, which is depressing.
Depressing, adorable, you know, tomato, tomato. We've also got at Allison Frank for, you guessed it, Allison Frank.
Wow.
A-L-L-I-S-0-N
Now that's
Frank.
Where you really want to be. Come on, if you want to see some smoothies.
Yeah, she sounds all classy on the show, but puts on a display like a common street whore.
Oh, really? With fruits and vegetables.
Well, you're like, here's a juice I made, and then you're in like a business shirt with the first 19 buttons down. John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever had his shirt more buttoned than the way you wear it.
Ay, 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 ay. You are ridiculous.
Am I?
Yeah, completely. And that's why we love you. Spin that topic wheel, Phil. What's on the show today?
Topics. I actually thought, after eating balls for 50 minutes on the last show.
Balls.
After not having the hottest one, we're going to do a good show at home.
Okay,
I know it's difficult.
I'm pumped. I'm ready.
I got my mom clattering around. God bless her.
Well,
making my dinner.
She has to cook.
She has to cook.
I mean, it's just, we're hungry.
You got to dance.
That's right. On my feet with tap shoes on my hands.
She's got to cook. I have to sleep with tens, nines on an off night.
Wow.
We each have our thing.
Yep. Sucks to be you. All right, so let's have it.
I'm going to start off with Crackgate. Subject okay. Near and dear to my heart.
All right.
You don't know what Crackgate is.
Nope.
A lot of people online do know what Crackgate is. You've shied away. What do you tend to do online? Just put up your juice pictures?
Right.
Read about juicing?
Yes. That's what pretty
else?
Much it.
Flirt with the boys through 19
different chat
programs.
I take a lot of photographs.
Programs.
I like my camera, so.
Well, you use to flirt with men, you use what? Voxer? WhatsApp?
No, what's
Hangouts?
No, I don't use any of those.
Snapchat?
Nope. No Kick either.
Really?
No Kick, no Snapchat, none of that. If somebody wants to send me a photo, then they should trust me to have it forever. And if they don't have that trust, well, then I don't need to see whatever they're sending. So.
She's just saying she won't send it to your wife or significant other. That's what you need to read into that. It's cool.
That's not really my style. So
open the bomb doors and let the dong...
Roll,
the dong explosives drop. Yeah.
Yeah. No, mostly I use the internet just to, I keep up with family on Facebook. All my whole entire family is there. So all of my cousins, I showed you my cousin just got a tattoo on his entire arm of his son's name. I assume
what's
it's
his son's name?
I think it must be Colton. Either that or maybe that's a player from one of the Patriots. It's either his son or a Patriot. I'm not sure.
It was a bad, bad tat. It looks like something you would
see
sprayed.
I mean, the tat is fine, but
on the side of a boxcar.
Yeah, like, yeah, graffiti, kind of.
That's what
I mean, I'm sure it's a nice tattoo, the way that it's done and everything. I just would not do that. I love my grandma, but I don't need a tattoo.
And your body.
Tattoo of her face on my chest, so.
So you don't really love her.
That's right.
Because real love is displaying the face of a dead ancestor like a Mexican gangster.
I'm just saying. I mean, there are some tattoos that I actually think are kind of cool. But I'm just thinking, I'm kind of with my dad.
I really
hate
them all, and then I just have to eat crow anytime I'm dating a girl who has tats.
Yeah. Does your girlfriend have tattoos?
No. This one's a clean slate. Pretty simple.
I saw one. I used to have a friend back in the MySpace days, and she got her whole back tattooed. But it actually was really cool looking. And I just thought, wow, that's pretty cool. But yeah.
We've done it to death, but I really don't like how accepted tats are.
I'm just not really into them. I mean, if somebody has one, you like somebody, then okay.
I'll look past it, but it's never a plus. It's never in the plus column. I'm just like, ugh, what were you thinking?
Have you seen that show where they do the tattoos and then the tattoo artist, that's their specialty for redoing bad tattoos? So someone's got this tattoo of a bunny, you know, jumping out of a birthday cake, but he looks like a Harley dude. And he's like, I don't know why I got this. I want it off. I want something else. And then they redo it. And some of the transformations that they do are amazing. But then sometimes they get something just equally bad over
it's
their
It's like own. Johnny Depp when he was banging Winona Ryder and got the Winona tattoo. Yeah. And then it just got deleted to Wino. And now he just has a tattoo that says Wino somewhere on him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. But yeah, so this guy, he had a bad tattoo, and the tattoo was of his ex-wife's face, but it was done really poorly. Like, they said that there's something when they do a tattoo with somebody smiling, that there's a way to do teeth so they don't look so cartoony.
And she looked like Estelle Getty.
She kind of looked like in the tattoo of the oldest daughter on King of the Hill.
She looked like Chairman Mao.
So anyhow, but it was just, and his wife was kind of a butthole, but she was kind of like,
she looked like Lou Ann Platter.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he had the adopted daughter, not really adopted, but Lou Ann just crashed with him. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
She looked
the
like
the one, the voice of the girl that's dead.
Yeah, Brittany Murphy.
Yeah,
Lou
Ann. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the tattoo looked like. It just looked
Lou
like
Ann
a cartoon.
Was hot. She had that Elaine Bennis butt hair. There is a kind of white trashy, but really hot.
Well, that's what this
looked
like, a white trashy cartoon, not like a portrait. Like some are.
I had a girl
portrait.
Like that in my seventh grade. She liked me. Shocker. Then she got pregnant when
and
15.
So his new wife said, "Hey, I don't like this. It's been on there for years, and you should get it redone." And so he had a car motor put over it. So now he has his
just a car motor with hair and a neck
and eyes.
Looks like Johnny Five.
But her issue with it is that people would look at it and say, oh, is that you? Well, I mean, I'm sure
it
does.
Did they look alike?
No, it doesn't even. I'm sure it doesn't. It isn't even a likeness of the person it was designed after.
His new wife looks like a motor?
Yeah, exactly. That's a compliment. I look like an F-250 motor. Oh, goodness. But some of those shows are fascinating. But my dad, he's always said, you know, I'm kind of fascinated by tattoos too, and some you see that you like on someone and it fits their personality or whatever. But he says, you know, I don't know that there's anything that I want bad enough to have it forever.
The only thing that fascinates me about tattoos is sometimes I'll deal with someone and I'm like, I'll eventually come to the realization they aren't scum, but they still have tattoos. That's really it.
But some are just so ridiculous. I just think, oh gosh. Like my ex-sister-in-law, her best friend, when she was 18, she got a tattoo of the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, but huge, huge, over the small of her back. Like, you just have that forever. And I just think, you know, I used to like Snoopy, but if I had him on my chest, I'd want it off. Like,
what if you had him on your hood and his muzzle was...
The end. Well, that'd make my mom proud, so... That'd be good. And just have the doghouse around it. Oh, you're in the doghouse tonight.
And then Linus's dirty blanket or Pigpen's dirty blanket could be your know what.
It's Linus. That's right. The curtains.
I thought, oh wait, Linus had the blanket. Pigpen was just dirty. So Pigpen could just be your anus.
The cloud. The dirty cloud.
Exactly.
Oh, this is beautiful. Sounds like you know this person. Like, they aren't fictitious.
And what was the name of those yellow birds?
It was just one, and it was Woodstock.
Woodstock?
Yeah.
I thought there was a couple.
No. I mean, he has friends, but we don't know their names. Maybe he had a brother or something. I don't know. Like, kind of Snoopy had his cousin or something named Spike, and it was just Snoopy with a mustache. A dirty Mexican mustache.
His brother Wattstax. Black Woodstock.
Oh, my. It's too funny. And I think he had another... cousin or brother or something too. I'm not
sure.
You're
the only person saying that about this show.
Goodness gracious. So yeah, what do you got over there?
Well, I was saying some people use the internet for more than that. They use it to accumulate and digest news.
Yeah, I don't really do that.
And in the news recently was a story involving something near and dear to my heart.
Which was?
Magic the Gathering.
Oh, dear God. We are not going down this road. Come
we
on.
We are. It was a national story. I'm not joking. It was covered on, I believe, Salon or Slate. One of those lefty
big.
Queermo sites.
Mm, okay.
Time Magazine. You heard of it?
Yeah. The Washington Post. Heard of it? Yeah, even Maria's laughing in the background.
And she's busy cleaning cat feces, so.
She's high on wine and cat stool. Oh, gosh.
What is that drug you make out of fermented crap?
I have no idea.
Oh, why did my brain betray me where I could go for the biggest laugh? Oh. Jenkum.
Oh. Oh, did you put this up to air it out?
Yeah. To air it out a little bit. Jenkum? Yeah, Jenkum. Oh. You ferment turds and sniff it and hallucinate. She's getting a whiff of that right now, combined with her wine. Yeah, it's not the beautiful plant Bavarian gentians. It's Jenkum, a drug made out of dried crap.
Sounds beautiful.
Crackgate.
Okay.
A story that has probably gotten Magic the most mainstream press it's ever received.
Okay.
There was a recent massive tournament in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Were you aware even that Magic the Gathering, which a lot of people don't even know about Magic.
Yeah, I know about it.
You do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a card game.
Correct.
There's an online version. That's the only one I touch.
Yeah.
Because I don't like these people in real life.
Yeah, but you did play the card game. And you have
several
the cards.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sold all the cards. What's left is like the stuff you couldn't sell.
Yeah. Because it's valuable.
Valueless.
More valuable than
the stuff I haven't sold is valueless.
Priceless.
Those words do not work the way you think they do. Rich was my French buddy, Rich.
Yeah.
Was watching from France. You're correct, Mom. Go back to shoveling cat turds, please, and making my dinner. Hopefully washing your hands between the two. So this massive 4,300-person tournament took place in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Because there you can make a living. There's a whole pro tour system.
Right.
Like golfing.
Yeah.
Except very, very little money. But you can, in theory, if you're the best of the best, like the top five players in the game.
Yeah.
Can make a living.
Yeah.
Huge tournament in Richmond. One of these places where
all
the top
guys. But you've made change doing it too, like, right?
I won like a couple tournaments for like $50 here and there in the day. I mean, there was a time when it was hot.
Yeah.
Where you could make okay money. I mean, we used to get store credit at this one joint, but it'd be like $75 a week.
Yeah. Winning one of the kids I worked with, he played it, and I took him to, there's a place in Rockville, mm-hmm. and they do card tournaments and stuff, and he had to make sure he had his perfect deck and blah, blah, blah.
But you, in the day, we would just win a tournament and then sell the winnings.
But he was 12.
Yeah. I was 23, and I was avoiding Saturday nights on a college campus to hang with my friends.
Oh, my gosh. But the nice thing is, you really feel like a woman when you walk into one of those places because you think they'd never.
Oh, you're Marilyn Monroe in her heyday.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
You walk into a magic shop.
What is this
you're
beautiful
like, hey, boys.
Specimen? She smells lovely.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much, if you've got a vagina.
Yeah.
You are ruling that roost with an iron glove.
Yeah.
So, like you described, sadly, most people are train wrecks.
Yeah.
When you go to a magic tournament, any sort of magic gathering, it might shock you that people who escape to playing a cards game where they summon dragons and elves and orcs and things of that nature need to escape reality.
Yeah.
But they do. And for good reason. A lot of them are fat and smelly and unkempt and kind of autistic-y, if that's an adjective.
Yeah, I get that. Like yourself.
A little awkward. No, I'm like mild, high-functioning, really.
You have your quirky moments, let me tell you.
I'm on one end of the spectrum. These guys are heading away from me.
Yeah, okay.
So, one dude, a big fat guy himself...
Yeah.
With a big, fat, gross beard and big, fat, like, black sweatpants and sweat top.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of as bad as everyone else there. He walked around this 4,300-person tournament.
Yeah.
And just took a picture of himself bowing with, like, his hands out, like, Zen Buddhist monk style next to any exposed ass crack. he could find.
Okay.
And he found something like 15 to 20 pictures, 15, 20 guys that he snapped a picture next to, just him bowing next to their ass crack.
Right.
Well, he put it on Reddit. This is why the story is near and dear to my heart. Magic okay. and Reddit. Is there anything else to my internet use?
Yeah.
And it went hugely viral. Mm-hmm. Like, he put it in the Reddit subreddit funny.
Yeah.
The people, even if they didn't know magic, they kind of got a giggle. But he put it in the magic subreddit.
Yeah.
And it exploded there.
I got gotcha.
And it got to the higher-ups in the magic scene. And they said, dude, this is bullying.
Oh.
You are banned from tournaments.
Wow.
For 18 months.
Wow.
Any tournament that we sanction, it's Wizards of the Coast is the company that runs yeah. magic. Anything that they run officially, he can't show up at. And I've heard the guy runs tournaments on his own. He's actually like a game store owner.
Yeah.
And he's so knee deep in this, you know, I guess he just thought like, this is my chance to make fun of these
yeah.
vagabonds that fill my store every week.
Yeah.
He now can't host tournaments for 18 months either.
Wow.
And his bottom line is going to take a significant hit because of these antics.
Yeah.
What I wanted to talk with you about
yeah.
is the community is kind of split.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys, especially what's weird is the dudes, the rank and file in the magic community, they tend to be a little gross.
Yeah.
A little misanthropy. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
But the people who are successful at the game
yeah.
and make their living writing about it and do well in tournaments, they're almost uniformly fairly normal looking.
Yeah.
Kind of thin.
Yeah.
Like at least thinner.
Yeah.
Like even if they're chunky, they don't seem weird. Like
yeah.
you can be fat and kind of normal.
Yeah.
They all seem like that. It's very bizarre
yeah.
how the cream rises to the top.
But I mean, those kind of, it's kind of between the geeks and the nerds, and kind of the geeks kind of reign because I dated a guy and he had his own business and he had several employees and stuff, and he was very successful on his own. But when it came like...
But he dated you.
That's right. But when it came to like Thursday night game night with the guys,
yeah,
I mean, he was just like, boo. It was like he was a 12-year-old kid too.
Yeah.
But I mean, just to meet him out,
put
anywhere.
On the Vulcan ears.
Oh, but if you met him somewhere and he was very well known in the community,
yeah,
you just think, oh wow, he's you
well.
Know,
I got friends like, I mean,
he's very professional.
I had friends that are, you know, pretty normal looking dudes. Hell,
yeah.
myself, I don't think I'm freaky looking. You wouldn't look at me and be like, he's into that fantasy crap. Oh, come on.
And your Chick-fil-A shirt right now. Come on.
I got it for free at the radio station. And
okay.
who wouldn't kill for a Chick-fil-A t-shirt? Be honest. But a lot of the people, and I'm saying these guys look normal. They
yeah.
could be the ones that passed in normal society, if you will,
yeah.
like the really blonde haired, blue eyed Jews in
yeah.
the Holocaust, where it's like, you don't have to get in the train. It's like, okay, Alpha Peter's saying, Uncle Saul, see you on the other
yeah.
side, pal. A lot of them are saying, like, this is bullying. It's
yeah.
completely wrong what this guy did. And on the other side of the coin,
yeah,
even I guess fatso's in the rank and file, they're like, hey, you know, this is a cross-section of magic players.
Yeah.
We are fat and gross.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
And
so, like, why can't you poke fun at yourself?
Yeah.
yeah.
And the one group counters, like, well, show me 4,300 people, and I'll find you 15 people
yeah.
who have their big fat ass cracks hanging out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to weigh in because this... issue is near and dear to my heart, man.
Yeah. So where do you stand on it? You think it's bullying? You think it's whatever? Or you think it was funny? Or what? Do you think they should just grow up and get over it?
I could not be more for screwing these people over. I wish their social security numbers were published along with their driver's licenses
Why?
And the photos. Okay. When I played Magic the Gathering,
yeah,
I got into it through
Yesterday.
French Richard Killiam.
Right.
Frenchie Richard Killiam. Back in
Little
eighth
rich.
Grade when it came out,
yes,
I laughed at those kids mercilessly.
Right.
I was like, what pieces of crap
right.
playing this fruity game?
Yeah.
I was the kid who listened to Metallica. I burned crap.
With your My Little Pony backpack on.
Exactly. Nice callback. And I loved having something over these clean-cut kids. A lot of the other kids in GT, the gifted and talented stuff, were playing
yeah.
Magic at the lunch tables. And I was like, oh, what quays.
Yeah.
And Ninth grade rolls around. I go to the smart kid school, Thomas Jefferson, and my buddy from eighth grade the year before, Rich Killiam's sitting next to me. And he's just in math class.
Yeah.
Both could care less. Yeah. Good old Mr. Sabo teaching geometry. We did not give an S. And he's just screwing with magic cards, like at his seat. I'm like, oh, anything beats learning. Gimme. Let me see him. And their art was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they had the scariest, creepiest art back then. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And it turns out some of the artists overlapped with the guys who did album covers for the stuff I was listening to. Like, Ron Spencer did a lot of really creepy early magic art. And he also did album covers for this group, Suffocation.
Okay.
Cheery little.
Yeah, sounds
cheery
pleasant.
Little ditties, yeah. So I got into playing, and I'd show up at the magic store, like Game Parlor was the local one. And it just made my heart sink every time because I was like, after I got into this game, like I started looking at the cards. I'm like, it's cool. All right, let me learn the damn game.
Yeah.
And I hung out with these guys who I knew, and we're dorky kids, but it wasn't horrible. I never went through any freaks and geeks type stuff. Like I was the one that bullied people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not just saying that for the hell of it.
No,
I think
I know. That's
one time in school.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of felt like, oh, I'm being a little intimidated. And that was like walking by some asshole on a bridge on my way home. My entire school experience was roughly 15 seconds of intimidation.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many kids I beat, I mocked, I threw rocks at. Like, I was the little anus.
Yeah.
I am the one who knocks in the night.
That was not nice. I was not that person. I was super
horrible.
Nice to everybody.
I really look back, man. I could pick them out. I was nice to some people, too. That's what made it worse. It's like I gave with one hand and took with the other. But I would go to these magic shops, and I cannot tell you just how geeky everyone was. It was all Monty Python quotes.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Can't we just, like, enjoy this game?
Yeah.
Why do you guys have to be so goddamn weird?
Yeah.
It turned my stomach to no end, and I hated that I had to associate with them just to play a stupid game I liked.
Right.
And, like, in school, I'd have to hang out with these weird kids because I left the smart kids school and just went to Chantilly.
Yeah.
And like the kids who were into magic at Chantilly were like the drama kids and all that crap. And it's like, I didn't really associate with them. It was like, it reminded me of drugs.
Yeah.
Like that would, drugs could be the only thing you had in common with someone.
Yeah.
But that was enough to have you hanging out with them for like your weekends and your lunch hour and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same way like the little gangster kids. I hated them. I hated rap back then.
Yeah.
But we were the only people that smoked weed in 8th and 9th grade. So, lo and behold, we were kind of cool with each other when it came to weed. Well, that was me with the geeks for magic. I was just like, God, you people are gross. Could
so
you
you're
be
saying
less interested,
they,
by the
so
way?
So, you're saying they got what was coming to them for having their butt cracks out and being weird.
Well, yeah. Like, okay.
But you're doing it in a mean way. You're not saying,
well,
hey, that's funny, they should
in,
suck it up.
Especially the big tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, the game store is what it is. It's a controlled environment. There's 30 people.
Yeah.
I remember walking into these big tournaments, and they literally stank like a petting zoo. And it's one thing. Here's what really got to me. It's one thing to be awkward because you're born that way and you haven't developed your skills. And it's one thing to be fat.
Yeah.
People have issues with food. I shovel way too much in my mouth.
Right.
But you can't just bathe before being around other people. You can't wear clothes that fit.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're just huddled up in a room with your snake all day. Your pet python.
Just try a little.
You have your pet tarantula.
Just brush.
How often does he shower? That's your company.
Just brush your teeth and shower. That's all I'm asking. I mentioned this story.
Yeah.
I wrote about this on the website, In Papa's Basement. I wrote about Crackgate, as it's called. Hashtag Crackgate.
Okay.
And I'm going to relay it to you.
Okay.
At the same venue, it's the Richmond Convention Center.
Okay.
I was at a magic tournament, the last one I ever went to
in
the
flesh. I can't remember why. There must have been a healthcare thing or something there.
Were you servicing some of the guys there? Some of the businessmen?
The end. That's a no.
End's got to meet. Ow! The cat. There's a cat under. Oh, she clawed me.
No, she
didn't. My foot hurts.
You're just making that up.
No.
There's no cats here.
Look, look. Look. Roxy's under the table. She's clawing my foot. Admit it. You were wrong. She's there. I went. No, she didn't draw blood. It was a playful clawing. So, about round 3 of this massive tournament, hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, what am I doing? Like, you walk in,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm not going to get laid ever because these people are in my life. You look at them and you reevaluate who you are.
Yeah.
Because they're just that off putting. You're like, look, I'm not the coolest guy, but Jesus H, I'm not this, am I? And like, you would have to look at your friends and be like, we're the only normal ones here, right?
Yeah.
And then it dawns on you, probably every other group is saying like, oh, look at these losers, but we're not that.
No.
About round three of this tournament, a homeless man walks in.
Mm.
And I'm not talking like he lost his house a week ago and has been showering at the Y homeless.
Yeah.
This guy, it looked like he was
hospital
singing
gown
in the rain in a puddle of piss 15 seconds prior.
Yeah.
And he walks in, he grabs the mic, and he's a black dude, and it's just fat white people around him. So he can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Like, we'll just assume he'll resort to physical violence and beat us savagely. He didn't do anything, but you can just tell every, like, they're judges at the Magic tournament. They're all tubby, white, Trekkie looking dudes.
Yeah.
And they're just like, me, get away. Please don't hurt me. He walks up and he just starts like shooting the S for about 10 to 15 seconds and gets no reaction. And then he just starts going on. He's like, you mother effers smell. Holy mother eff, you some smelly mother effers. Like Samuel L. Jackson style.
Yeah.
And walks out. And no one laughed except me. I was rolling on the floor because I'm like, you do not see what it is that a man off of the street wearing six overcoats in August, his first impression of you is that you smell like hell.
Yeah, but they don't care. They're there to win. That's the price to pay. If my odor gives me up on my game, then...
I don't see an excuse, and maybe shame isn't a motivator for some, but it sure as hell works on me. You beat me down, I want nothing more than to shut you the F up.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I've never gotten into any of those kinds of things. My mom is big into Scrabble, so I've gone to a few Scrabble tournaments, and my mom plays for blood, and she's won tournaments, and you can win money too, and you could do a decent living if you're good at it. My mom's actually won a few tournaments, and, I mean, there's a lot of geeky, weird people there, too, you know, who take it very seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But for some reason, because it doesn't get into fantasy, I think it's going to be a pretty different crowd. Like, one of these days...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a spelling bee
the
crowd.
Game parlor is still around. That game store I went to, where, I'll be honest, I used to go a lot because I'd hide drugs in my Magic deck boxes cigarettes.
Nice.
And then we'd just smoke weed in the back and then strut in.
That's beautiful.
It is.
It's not really. Terrible. Why do I smell vinegar? What is that?
I don't know.
Between the heat being so high, it's now 73.
I hope it's a cooking and not a vaginal distress thing.
I don't have neck rolls, but my neck is sweating and I'm not even exerting myself.
Let me save the first half of the episode. That was my take on Crackgate. I mean, how do you feel about that? I guess you
were
never
myself,
geeky,
I no, I wasn't, but the thing is I would just make light of it myself. I don't really see the big hoopla about it. I mean, most of them are grown-ups, right? So these aren't little kids. It's not like showing little kids.
No, your average guy was like 22, 23.
Yeah, so it's fine, and they should just all take it in fun. You know what I mean? It put them on the map. It gave them some publicity, so they should be thankful for that, you know? So there you go.
But do you think that guy was out of line?
I mean,
was it right?
Not really in this day and age. Actually, now they just had this thing where it's actually legal to take cell phone pics up a girl's skirt or whatever, as long as she's wearing underwear. You're only penalized if she's not wearing underwear. So, there you go.
Well.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the world we live in now. Everybody's mobile. Everyone's got pictures. Everyone's making videos and everything's just kind of out there. So I think when you put your crack out, you know, if you catch in a breeze, pull your pants up if you don't want it on the internet.
Yeah, a lot of the jokes were like, they should, Wizards of the Coast, the guys who make magic, need to start selling, like, sanctioned belts and suspenders.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fun enough. I mean, I think it did put them on
the
map.
I mean, for some people, I guess I really can't grasp, as much as I use the same thing they use, I cannot grasp that is their escape.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just a game I played and I liked. And it's a well-made game.
Yeah, but you're saying some people do this professionally.
Oh, yeah.
Going, can make extra money. So that's their livelihood. Actually, it gave them publicity. If it was in time
and
it's blown up everywhere.
I think it's the most coverage Magic has ever received in the mainstream press.
They should thank that guy. I mean, they really should. Now he's got penalized for it, but they should have thanked him for kind of blowing him up and putting him on the map.
I don't know. Should they? Because now it's like, hey, this is the dominion of the fat geek, just like you thought it always was.
But it is. So who cares? They can make that.
Yeah, maybe
cool,
some fat geek will be like, oh, that could have been my ass. I want to be part of this scene.
Yeah. I mean, it's not getting publicity other way.
Ass crack famous.
That's right. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. I think it's fine. They should have just laughed it off or whatever. I don't know.
Segment two coming up. All right, let's end this, Allison. Okay. You're not even on mic right now. Okay. What are you this texting? This is more important. Just say it. What were you texting?
It's for your friend.
Oh, my friend. Mm-hmm. Did you finish texting my friend?
I did. Are we on or what?
We're on. This is all part of the episode. We've got roughly 20 minutes to go.
Okay.
And then we're home free.
So enough magic bashing?
We're done with the magic celebrating. Trying to save magic. Same way a certain man tried to save Germany.
Seems butt cracks are saving it, so they should thank that guy. There you go. Hey, Phil, what else do you got on that topic wheel? Spin it for us.
Do you have a spinning sound you can make? Aw, that sounded like a happy cat.
And you have like oregano or something between your
teeth? All my teeth? Whatever. During our break, we each shoveled in a bunch of pizza. Yeah. There, the curtain's been pulled back, folks. Oz is just a man.
Oh, my.
I want to talk about a couple things. First being Bill Gates saying something that really, I think, scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Kind of brings home a lot of what I believe
in.
Let me dig that up right now. I hate not having my laptop at the ready. I have a picture of effing Cody Simpson on my phone.
He's not attractive.
From the last episode.
People think he's attractive? Like, that is just...
Do you know what it takes to be attractive?
Celebrity.
Celebrity and being skinny.
Yeah.
Like, really, you can be famous as hell,
like,
and if you're
super
fat,
skinny. It's
people
like
are still like, nah.
It's gross.
And then everyone wonders why I'm like weight obsessed or whatever.
But
it's the one giveaway.
I guess.
That you ain't fit. You're not ready to reproduce. All right. Bill Gates came out in an interview a couple days ago and said, yes, robots really are about to take your jobs.
Okay.
As if the economy weren't shot enough.
Yeah.
You and I just desperately looking for work in our chosen fields.
Yeah.
As I work another job and... You, I don't know. What? Something. Make ends meet somehow. God bless.
Yes, darling.
Gates went before, he gave a talk at the American Enterprise Institute think tank in D.C. and said that governments and business need to start preparing for a future where lots of people will be put out of work by software and robots.
Yeah.
And he said, whether it's nurses or waiters or drivers, it's all progressing, and technology over time, especially at the lower end of the skill level, is going to replace these jobs.
But in a sense, that's true. I mean, it's already happening with GPS and all those kinds of things, making it very easy. You know, there are a lot of people that we just don't need anymore. Even with pharmacists and those kinds of things, without the computer... Yeah, we go to school, we learn these drugs and all that. Even for nurses to do care plans and things like that, there's programs for that. So they don't really need people with brains to do it. You see what I'm saying? You can just print up a care plan online, you know?
We're screwed. That's really my take on this. As for what government should do to prevent social unrest in the wake of mass unemployment...
Right.
Like what we have right now, tilt your mic down a little, by the way.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. What we have now is going to be a cakewalk compared to what's coming down the pike, according to Bill Gates, who, by the way, I think has a brain cell or two.
Yeah.
I think he's not a dumb dude. And the owner of Microsoft might know where computing's going in the next couple of years.
Right.
Just a hunch. He said... Sorry, read it. Government should basically get on their knees and beg businesses. This is him.
Yeah.
Not me exaggerating. This is him. Get on their knees and beg businesses to keep employing humans over algorithms. This means perhaps eliminating payroll and corporate income taxes,
yeah.
which, gee, might hurt governments just a little bit,
right?
While also not raising the minimum wage.
Yeah.
So that businesses will feel comfortable employing people at dirt cheap wages instead of outsourcing their jobs to an iPad. We are effed. We are effed.
Well, especially people like me who aren't tech savvy, so I can't even bridge that gap to be on the tech board, you know? I'm kind of like my grandmother.
It kills me that people cannot draw the connections. They cannot connect the dots between the fact we've got more people than ever
yeah.
on this earth. We're growing at a geometric rate.
Yeah.
Just like Skynet's intelligence.
Right.
And technology's taking more jobs than ever.
Yeah. But I mean, that's true. I mean, anything
and
like...
more and more people are unemployed and the quality of living is going down and the middle class is disappearing. And they're like, well, just believe in America more and work harder.
That's right.
It drives me berserk.
You know what's going to happen? I mean, I got that American flag magnet on my car, so that's going
nice.
To save me.
Well, good, because these colors don't run. You tell that to the robots.
That's right.
Oh. My buddy Brian Carr, he's a sharp dude.
Yeah.
Brian Carr makes a good living, yeah. but he hasn't lost his heart. He hasn't lost his head.
Okay.
And he posted something that... really, it shows, by the way, how this wealth inequality thing is shaping up.
Okay.
The top Wall Street execs, God, why are you loading right now? The bonuses paid to Wall Street workers last year
right.
was $11 billion more than the total amount made by all full-time minimum wage workers in 2013.
Yeah,
$11 bill.
Yeah.
And he puts that out. And immediately, some like Republican dude, and really, I don't want to make this all bipartisan because guess what? Republican and Democrat,
yeah,
we're screwed.
Yeah.
The robots won't care.
Yeah.
They'll just take your jobs.
Yeah.
But a dude, Chuck McDaniel, I guess Chuck wants to be known for his beliefs, not anonymously. Yeah. Well, guess what, Chuck McDaniel? You're getting a little run on Papa's basement. Brian posts that. Immediately, this guy says... going to take a shot in the dark and bet the ones receiving the bonuses are the ones who didn't sleep in class and say, why do I have to learn this? I'm not going to use it. Answer, you're right. You'll never use this! Exclamation point. But let's keep voting Democrat and try to even the playing field. Wink. And Brian Carr zings him back with, yeah, you're right. Everyone has an equal chance and people who live on minimum wage are stupid and lazy. And then Chuck really lays it out. He says, never said they're stupid, just not willing to work hard and buckle down and force themselves in school.
Yeah.
Public education is free. Get good grades and the next level's free. Study hard there and Wall Street can be obtained. I think he means yeah. obtained. Whatever.
Yeah.
But that is too hard, spelled T-O.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chuck. Gonna give you a couple here where I can. So I will sleep and ask others to take care of me.
Hmm.
Here's what I have to say to people like Chuck.
Right.
This country was once great
yeah.
because we had a very, very well-paid middle class. We had guys whose entire job was like soldering the frame
yeah.
of a Ford Mustang together.
Right.
It's all he did day in, day out. And he made the equivalent of like $80K in
yeah.
today's money doing it and had 6 weeks paid vacation.
Right.
His wife and his kids stayed at home. He brought home the bacon.
Right.
So to Chuck, did this guy have to stay awake in class and bust his ass and dream about working in the assembly line? No.
Yeah.
There was a time where you could fall out of high school
yeah.
and just go, hey, as long as I'm not such an alcoholic that
yeah.
I can't get to work, I can support a family.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
The middle class is eroding.
Wow, this is a downer. I mean, between magic and this is just, we should just give ourselves swirlies in the toilet and bury ourselves in the yard.
Hold on. I got Hyundai calling me. I was asking about getting my tires rotated. Give me a second. Yay. Yay. I got tire alignment news because that's what's exciting.
It's very
Hyundai will do it for 80. I was so livid. There was a dude earlier who seemed to really want the business. I think it just tires.
Yeah.
And he was like, we'll match any price you find.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, or no, we'll beat it. Because at first, I think he said match. And I'm like, well, what's my incentive to go with you then if you're just going to give me the same price? He said, we'll beat it. So he calls me back later in the day. And he's like, well, what'd you find? I'm like, got a dude who'll do it for 60. Just lying through my teeth. And he's like, well, we can do 70. I'm like, why are you wasting my time then? Like, I went with him because that was actually the only price I found.
Yeah, because he knows his thing. That's his business. So he knows you're not getting it for 60 bucks unless it's some guy in his garage down the street who doesn't speak good English. Oh, I think we got the parts.
Like, oh, you son
alignment,
of a bitch.
Sure. I can even them out.
I'm going to go. The Elantra,
that's fine.
The Hyundai joint gives me coupons once a week. Hopefully I can dig up something.
That's great. That's good.
I want my tires aligned. Apparently it like wears them really badly if you don't do it.
Yeah.
I went to some idiot's garage. Like I bought the tires on the internet the last time I did all four tires. Yeah. And they got shipped to a garage to get put on. I don't think the ass has aligned it because the wear patterns that they were showing me.
Yeah.
Like they might as well have been stills from the articles I was pulling on my phone about why you need to get your tires aligned.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the insides were bald. They looked like NASCAR tires. I was like, Jesus Christ, you lazy pieces of
doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
But it, dude, as much as I was crapping on that Republican-sounding guy for just towing the line and being like, just work harder. And as much as these jobs disappear, well, new jobs will appear. No.
Yeah.
What we are encountering has never existed in mankind's history.
Yeah.
To just assume it'll all work out.
I mean, we
is
all
so
got
naive.
A computer in our pocket. I mean, who?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't even say that.
How about your cell phone?
Yeah.
How many people does this put out of work?
Yeah. I mean,
this
a lot.
Alone.
Yeah. I mean, now you don't need someone to come and check your thermostat or whatever. You can do it right from your phone from wherever you are in Texas on vacation or whatever. You know.
Well, just look. I can email people. That's going to cut
you
down
on
the post
groceries.
Office.
You can, yeah.
I get my news. That's screwing with my local newsman.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a career anymore. All the people that are involved in that. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
Actually, I couldn't. That's what I just said. I could go on and on.
But you can go on and on. It does take
a lot
of... I
have a personal credit card scanner. I don't need the credit card companies anymore to process credit card payments. I cut them out of the loop.
Yeah.
Which, in their case, F them. Good riddance. Not saying technology's all bad.
No, but I mean, it does...
I
cut out a lot of middlemen.
Music on this. Don't need Tower Records anymore.
Nope.
I
got Netflix on there.
Yeah.
Blockbuster? What? Bye-bye.
There's going to come a time where everything we once knew is gone. There is going to be a time where governments are going to just have to exist to like give out... what is made equally. We're moving toward a mass socialist state. And I'm not saying that because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not captain motivated, but I'm certainly not lazy either. And I make a good living. I'm not saying this because I need money.
Right.
I'm simply acknowledging where this is all going to go.
Yeah.
And you're dumb. You're very dumb if you don't think dudes who are living on the last of the fat.
Yeah.
I mean, how great will it be when Wall Street execs are replaced by the same mechanisms that they use to replace everyone below them on the totem pole?
That's true. Because
eventually it's going to happen. There's going to just be one guy at the top who's replaced everyone else by sentient robots.
These, algorithms and all that. Like you can just, it's all statistics and programs and there you go. But even in the healthcare, I mean, physicians use computers all the time. Nurses use computers
all the time. Eventually there's going to be a drone that can go out to your car or your knob and go and pick the lock in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you swipe your card in its little belly and it flies away.
But even with that, there's automated systems already too where you can lock and unlock and you can have
using your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just doing programs. Correct. Yep.
What did I think about? The drone? Yeah, I just came up with that.
Sitting here in his boxer shorts.
Yeah.
That's me in my Imaginarium.
Skidmark Einstein over here.
Let's put that on a t-shirt. That's our other band. Marie Osmond's Cream Pie and Skidmark Einstein.
They take turns opening for each other.
Oh, golly, Ned.
Oh, my God, though. It's just, I get so mad at little minds that just can't comprehend something because they haven't had it told to them. Well, I'm telling you now.
Yeah. Now we know.
I'm not as on as many stations as Rush, but I think I make a slightly more cogent point.
Excuse me. That's brilliant, your mom just said.
Thank you, Mommy. I love being brilliant for you. Little baby brilliance.
Yep.
You want to talk Fred Phelps?
I don't even know who Fred Phelps is.
That's because there's no hate in your heart.
Oh, okay.
Fred Phelps is the leader of the Westboro Baptist Church. They're the God Hates Fags people that, like, protest soldiers' funerals because they're like, your soldier son died because he was fighting for this fag-loving country. They're a lovable sort.
It's kind of like my mom talking about that early morning minister would go on there, and he's very rah-rah blackness. And he'd be like, what? And he turns everything, and he goes, I didn't write it. God said it. Black is beautiful. He just went on and on. But they twist everything the words in the Bible like, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring up the blackness. It was kind of funny. He goes, don't get mad at me, America. Get mad at God. God said it. It's in the Bible.
Well. He liked the gayness. That was Fred's thing. Yeah. Everything was about the fact we weren't shoving gays into furnaces using pitchforks. That's pretty much why we had earthquakes and everything else happen in this country.
Okay.
Like Katrina. If I recall, Katrina was because of the gays.
Really? Did he say that?
Yeah, it's real inconsiderate of them, too. Every gay person I've met is usually considerate and nice.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Can't believe
so
they
he croaked,
that.
And so what's happening?
He
now?
Hasn't croaked yet. He's on. He's at death's door, apparently. Like, if you want to know what a loving man this guy is, almost everyone in his immediate family.
Well, hopefully his nurse is not a fag.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. Just checking his temperature rectally every 30 seconds.
Oh, goodness.
With a turkey baster. With a weather thermometer.
Just see him bent over in semi-fowlers, have a
Take
weather
warm
vein,
thoughts.
Weather vein sticking out of his bum. Oh my!
Well, the guy's on death's door.
Okay.
And bend the mic down a little.
Oh,
your,
sorry.
Do you talk out of your eyeball?
Yeah, I do.
There you go, buddy.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay.
God, you are drawing some calligraphy with your doodling right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people out there just. They cannot bash this dude enough. It's like, well, he hated, so you know what? F him. I'm so happy his body is rife with cancer or whatever's going on. This is news being leaked by one of the five sons he has that's been, like, excommunicated from the church. Like, he's so spiteful. Like, his own family gets cut out of the pie, the picture.
Yeah.
Every so often. Like, he's down to, like, a bitch wife or something like that. It's about all that can tolerate him. And one of the sons was like, yeah, he's on his way out. He's in a hospice. And so many people are like, oh, it's just great. He's dying. I have a big chubby for this dude croaking. Mm. And I think I've only seen one article where it's like, is it okay to say all this stuff? And what's your take?
I mean, it's not really. I think it's kind of like people who believe in pro-life and then they're bombing abortion clinics. I don't think that that's right. You know, you may not believe in abortion, but why would you go and kill? And I think they think they're doing it for the greater good. Like, if you go after Hitler, you kill him. Well, you're saving a lot of people.
It's weird you mentioned Hitler. I had my own analogy or example.
But I think that...
We like the H-man on this show, don't we?
I just don't think that...
Love you, Missy.
You know, two wrongs don't make a right, and I just think you should... You know, love conquers all, and you should be nice, and a little kindness goes a long way. Even though an idiot is saying idiot things, it's not right just to go and, you know, shovel more dirt on him. So if I was his nurse, I would take care of him, and I would be nice and loving and whatever. And I think that's the best
that's
way
you
can...
Yeah, but that's because you're broke, and you just want him to leave you something.
I think we can live by example.
As soon as you saw the will, you deuce on his tombstone.
No, that's just not my style. You got to be kind to others. So that's the way I feel about it.
I'm with you.
I mean, if he's a yucky, I've worked with a lot of super yucky people. But again, you can kind of be an example to others by the way you conduct yourself. So, yeah. So don't do that.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I feel that if you want to believe you're better than this dude.
Yeah.
Then don't you have to be the loving and Christ-like one?
Yeah, absolutely.
And let his spite show through?
Yeah.
Hey, Mommy, mind getting the food that's cooking so we don't hear beep, beep, beep in the background? I like how I'm just bossing my mom around on mic. It's very classy. Makes me sound very mature, like a big man, really.
Yeah. So
it, I liken it to this, but like I said, I had a Hitler example too.
Yeah.
After World War II.
Right.
No one was really happy with what happened to the Jews.
Right.
We were all like, oh, no.
Bummer.
That's, yeah, that's not good, man.
What a drag.
Do you want Israel? We can, let's make that happen. Yeah. And, you know, we, ever since then, there's Woody Allen. We've kind of, the Jews have done their thing. And we're, to this day, just like,
yeah,
go about you. We, something bad happened to you a while ago. So right. Hope we can make it up to you at some point.
Yeah.
Would we feel as bad for the Jews if, after we liberated Auschwitz, we let them in turn the Germans and turn them into lampshades and kind of have their druthers like that?
No.
No, because by doing the same thing,
yeah,
even though you can say you're justified in doing it,
yeah,
because they did it
eye
first.
Eye for an eye, whatever.
Anytime I hear...
Eye, tons
they did it first.
Yeah.
Whatever you're following that with just sounds so invalid.
Yeah.
It sounds like bloodthirst and not justice.
But I think even for super evil people, I find the best reward or justice or things that you
a
can
good
do is
pantsing.
Is to, you know, you turn the cheek with kindness. And it really does. Even those really rotten,
so like,
evil
had Hitler
people.
Hitler not killed himself in the bunker, you're right. Like, go Hitler up Tahiti.
But I'm not one to torture someone.
No more Swiss chocolates for you.
Just because someone's mean to me, I'm not necessarily mean to them. That's just not my style, you know?
So, well, like, someone could mug you.
Right.
And as they're running away, drop the wallet. No, and you'd be like, whoa, you dropped something, buddy. Here you go.
No, I don't think you help
pay
them.
It forward.
I don't think you helped them. But if someone mugged me and did all that and then they wound up in the hospital and I was set to care for them, I would care for them the best I could, you know, just as I would someone that I loved or whatever. Everyone gets equal care. It's not like, yeah. Yeah, you just have to do that. It's my job.
All right.
And even if it wasn't, I'm a nice person. So, I mean, this guy sounds yucky and all that.
Oh, he's
that.
A piece of scum.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But I just think anyone who's dumping on him,
yeah,
hey, you're not saying you're as bad as him, but try to just be like, hey, look, he's a piece of crap, but
yeah,
it's never too good when someone dies. What? Dying's bad. If we're walking away with any universal lesson here,
yeah,
dying, okay. Yeah. Bummer, not so good.
Wicked drag.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Well, let's wrap this up, because you need to get home so you don't die.
Yeah, that's
on the
true,
road.
Because it's like,
the wolves
oh,
will
now
eat
it's
your
74
carcass.
Degrees in here. Now I'm
yeah.
dying.
Yeah. Great. We're going to have to de-sweat you.
All right, darling.
Allison, thank you for joining
You're
me.
You're welcome, darling.
You want to get a hold of Allison on Twitter or Instagram, and she's fun to ogle. You'll enjoy, lads.
Yeah.
At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S, 0 and Frank. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me on Twitter or Instagram, at Papa's Basement. Show's website's in Papa's Basement. .com. Go there for my writing, 2 episodes a week of the show, and find us on iTunes. That's the big thing. Look up Papa's Basement, not In Papa's Basement. That'll give you Zippo.
Okay.
But if you use any sort of podcasting subscription app, look up Papa's Basement, subscribe, give us a good rating.
Right.
And...
or we'll cook you in an oven.
Wow.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.